Hi everyone. This is my first episode of In the Closet. I am so excited. Today I have something very special that we're going to be doing. I have a bunch of old notes from when I was in third grade. That was 6 years ago. I just finished up my ninth grade, which is high school, and I wanted to write these notes. I wrote these notes wanting to read them in high school and answer the questions, because I wrote questions for me to fill out. I have 5 notes here for me to read, so let's get into it. Okay, guys, so I just unraveled all the notes. This is so cute. This note's from, I wrote this in first grade. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh my god. Okay, so it says, "Dear me, I have some questions for you. One of my talents is I actually play the flute. I'm in my high school marching band and I play the flute. That's one of my talents. I'm not very good at it, but I do it. I also like to sing a few notes every now and then. So, you know, I may be doing that sometime. I'm not sure. What is my favorite vacation? Ooh, my favorite vacation, me and my mom always go to Florida every year, and so I'm guessing, like, any time I go to Florida is always fun for me. What grade am I in? I actually, today is Sunday, and so this coming Thursday, I will be officially done with my ninth grade year. So right now I'm in ninth grade, but then I'm going to be in 10th grade. I'm so excited. Remember the last time I couldn't stop laughing? Oh my god. I remember that. So, there's a fun story with that. Basically, I used to go to a babysitter's every day when I was younger because my mom had to work and she did college and stuff. And so then it's nap time and I'm part of one of the older kids, so I didn't have to take a nap at the time. I was like probably 8 at the time, maybe. 8 or maybe I was 8 or 9 around the time, and it was nap time, and so me and one of my friends, Brittany was her name, I haven't talked to her in years, oh my god, okay, anyway, me and her, we had to be quiet, and we were playing with some toys, and we just could not stop laughing, and it was so, I don't know what was so funny, but we just could not stop laughing no matter what. It was, I remember that. Who is your hero? See, like that, I have idols, but like heroes, like I guess my mom. I've always said my mom's my hero because she's always there for me. Funniest adventure. I spelled funniest wrong. Okay, let me think. Funniest adventure I've had. I can't really think of one. I go on a few adventures with like my friends and stuff. Like one time at a swim meet, we were all running around the school waiting for our turn to get in the pool so we could swim our event. And we were just running around hiding and stuff. That was fun. When did I stop being afraid of the dark? When I was younger, I used to be so scared of the dark. I stopped being afraid of the dark in the beginning of middle school, I think. It's probably like 6th grade? 7th grade? No, it's 7th grade. So for my school, or for my district or whatever, we had how it was, you went to kindergarten center for kindergarten. Then 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th grade, it was in elementary school. 5th and 6th grade was called the intermediate building is where you went, and that's the intermediate school. I was the last class to do that. Now 5th grade is back in elementary school. 6th grade is in with middle school. Then, you know, middle school is 7th and 8th. 9th grade was at the freshman building, and then 10, 11, 12 was at the high school. And 11 and 12th grade, you could go to a vocational school, which was Butler Tech, which I kind of want to do. Not sure yet. Favorite book. Okay, so I have a lot of favorite books because I love to read. One of my favorite books I read back in middle school would be O.C. Daniel. It's a book about a boy who finds out he has OCD. He doesn't know it in the beginning, but he has OCD and he has to do a bunch of rituals and stuff, and it's pretty interesting. My favorite book this year would have to be To Kill a Mockingbird. I loved reading that. What do I do? I like to create art. I like to, you know, music, art, kind of, that's kind of, I like to cook also. Favorite movie? I would have to say, my favorite movie right now would have to be Jumanji. Or anything really with Robin Williams in it. He's one of my favorite actors. Favorite song? Okay, these are hard because I have a lot of favorites for like music and stuff, especially because I love music. My favorite song right now would have to be, actually, I don't know. What's my go-to song? Anything by Harry Styles. That's my favorite. Favorite TV show? Okay, Once Upon a Time. That's a freaking awesome show. Favorite teacher? I love Mr. Ling and Miss Wilhelm. They're my band teachers. But I also love Miss Daniels because she was so nice and so chill. And she's just like a really fun teacher. Favorite word? I say love that a lot. Favorite Monster High person? I haven't touched my Monster Highs in years. I'm trying to think of my favorite one was when I was younger. I loved the werewolf and the vampire girl. Those two girls are one of the ones I loved. My answer is fourth grade year. I loved to sing Disney. Oh, one of my talents is singing. When I was growing up, I wanted to, I wanted to become a country singer. That's what I wanted to do, but now I don't. Now I kind of want to become a teacher, but I also want maybe do music class. I don't know. I kind of want to become a teacher though. So my favorite talent or my talent was singing. My favorite vacation is still always going to be Disney. I was in fourth grade that year. 2010 was the last time I couldn't stop laughing. Who is my Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? I did not know. I barely knew who he was. I just wrote that because he was cool. And Taylor Swift. Oh my god, I remember that. So I went to Chicago with my dad when I was younger one time. And the funniest adventure apparently back in fourth grade was trying to find the parking lot in Chicago. I spelled Chicago, right? When did I stop being afraid of the dark? First grade. That is total lie because I didn't stop sleeping with a nightlight until I was in like middle school. Favorite book? Dork Diaries. I remember why I did this, but I'm gonna finish the questions and tell you why I did this. What do I do? I do school. Favorite movie? Dear Dumb Diary. That's a movie? I don't remember watching that movie. Favorite song? Hard to Love. That's a country song. I know that song. Favorite TV show? H2O Just Add Water. Favorite teacher? All of them were my favorite teachers. If I wrote this in second grade, there's one teacher, my only teacher that I had that I did not love because she was really pain in the butt. Favorite word? Didn't have a favorite word. Who's D? I don't know. I don't know Monster High characters anymore. Okay, I'm gonna tell you why I wrote these notes now, and then we can move on to the next one. So, I wrote these notes because I got done, finished writing, or doing whatever I had for class. I think it was a writing assignment. And then they're like, well, now that you're done, you can do a, what's it, Dear Future Me kind of notes. And I did one, then I went and wrote five. Okay, here's another one. Dear future me, when I find this again, write the date. Today
Let me look at my calendar.
Today is the 24th. Wow. Of May. It's almost June.
Okay. I have some questions. Do you have a boyfriend? No. My next one, I am going to be talking about exes and guys and stuff, though. My next podcast, I think that's what I want to do. Not 100% sure yet. How old am I? I am 15. I'm going to be 16 in October, and I'm going to get my license, and I may be getting a car. Oh my god, I'm so excited. What grade am I in? 9th grade right now. How good is my grades? How good are... I have terrible grammar, just saying. Back then, I have better grammar now, but it was bad back then. My grades are okay. There's some classes I have C's, and the others I have A's and B's. So, it's okay. I'm passing my classes, so that's all that matters. How is life, then? Life's good. Tell me about it. Okay, so life's pretty good right now. I'm in a good mood, so, you know, it's quarantine, and I can't really leave the house or see my friends. But, you know, it's okay. I still text them. I talk to them. You know, I do meditation and stuff to help me stay calm. But I, you know, it's okay right now. Oh. I seriously. So the next question is, how old is mom? My mom is 36 right now. Yeah, I think she's 36. She's gonna be 37 this year. She's gonna be 40 when I graduate. Love, 4th grade, 10-year-old, super cool you. Bye. I wish you guys could see this. It's so cute because it's so big. Oh my god. Oh my gosh, I love that. Alrighty, next note. Have I met a new friend recently? There's no note for this one. It's not like dear you. I think it's just more questions I kept with it. Okay, so, let me think. This year I did make a lot of new friends. And because, you know, like, I went from middle school, which was separated by where you live, from the city and the township, to everyone being in one building. So, yeah, I did make a few new friends. And I met up with a few old friends I haven't talked to since 6th grade in marching band, and we got really close again. So, do you have a lot in common with them? See, it's a boy that I'm thinking about. He's not like a guy I like, but I have a fun story about him. But yeah, I don't think we really have a lot in common. We're just kind of like really good friends, and we talk a lot. So, what do I like most about them? I like how easy he is to talk to. He's like someone I can always trust, you know? That's kind of what I like about him the most. What is the best way for me to make friends? Write a story about this friend. P.S. Describe the friend. P.P.S. or P.S.S. I am good at writing stories. See, back then I loved writing. I still do love writing. That's another thing I like to do is write. And I wrote, I didn't know it at the time, but I wrote fan fiction about One Direction back in like 3rd grade. Oh my god. I can't find the story, but I had like Zayn liking me, and like I think it was Twilight in there too. Oh my god. And I was like writing about me being a cheerleader in high school because that's what I thought I was going to do. But then I joined the marching band, so, you know. Oh god, I wrote fan fiction and I didn't know it. Okay, so I'm gonna tell, what was it again? Hold on. Write a story about what's the best way for me. So for me, I'm very shy. I'm a shy person. You can't really tell. I used to film, like, YouTube videos when I was younger and stuff, and, like, that's when I was me being, being very, like, loud and expressive and stuff.
that kind of, like, I don't know, I just, that's just, like, a comfort for me, kind of, because I'm, like, you know, I don't know, it's, I like talking to people, so that's why I made them, but it just kind of was easy for me to be myself and not be shy, because I used to go, like, all day without talking at all. I usually make friends with, so the people I know now, half of them I didn't know unless I was introduced to them by another friend, and then I became friends with them. That's kind of how I got most of my friends. There's one person, she's my best friend, her name is Charisma, she may be on here sometime, I'm not sure. She is out of town for the summer right now. But she is one of my bestest friends, and she's the only person that I actually have known for almost my whole life. So, for me, though, I don't make friends very easily because I'm a loner, kind of. I like to keep to myself and stay quiet. I used to go all day without talking. I still can go all day without talking. It's just my friends talk to me and stuff. I make friends with people who I sit next to, kind of, more. That's kind of how I, because I talk to them and stuff, so, you know, that's just kind of how I make friends now. I'm not the type of person to just walk up to someone and be like, hey, I'm Faith, let's be friends. I'm not that type of person at all. Alrighty, next one. More questions. Favorite food. My favorite food, I love zucchini and squash. That's so good. I love that. I'm actually going to probably make another thing about this, but I did go vegetarian for a while. Loved it, and I want to become vegetarian again. My mom keeps feeding me meat, so. Favorite TV show. I've already answered some of these, but I'm just going to re-say them just so I can keep going on the list. My favorite TV show is Once Upon a Time. Favorite animal. My favorite animal. That's actually a good one because it changes a lot. When I was younger, I used to love pandas. I still do love pandas, but they're not my favorite. And, then I loved wolves for a while. Now, pigs. I love pigs. I want one when I'm older. They're so cute. And hedgehogs. Oh my god. Favorite movie. Oh, I'm gonna change it. Anything with Robin Williams is still, I will watch it. But for movies that I grew up on, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. I love that. And, I grew up on Beetlejuice, Jurassic Park, and Jumanji. Those are the movies I grew up on. So, those are kind of like my favorites. Favorite book. Anything to do with Harry Potter. I love the Harry Potter series, and this year I reread The Outsiders, which I read back in middle school, which I love The Outsiders. It's such a good book. Any of my books I have on my bookshelf, which I have, I'm not a big fan of the Twilight series. I read it, and I keep rereading it, but, like, I used to be obsessed with it when I was younger. Now I'm kind of like, meh, you know, it's kind of stupid. So, yeah, I do need to read the Hunger Games series, because I started reading that back in, I think, middle school, and I just stopped. Because I was like, you know, I either, like, one of the books was checked out and I couldn't read it, or I just, like, I don't have time to read this. Favorite friend. Charisma is my bestest friend. I will forever love her. We actually are talking about getting an apartment when we're older together and going to, like, the same college and stuff, because we both want to become teachers and we both want to move out of Ohio, which is where we live right now. So, yeah. Favorite toy. I don't have favorite toys. I don't touch my toys. My mom makes me keep them, but, like, because she wants them when I'm older. But, like, I have stuffed animals. My favorite is kind of hard because I have a lot. All right, so I've narrowed it down to, so when I was younger, I had this bluefish from Dr. Seuss's books. And his name is Animal. Not Animal. Animal. Which, don't know why. I used to carry him around all the time. So he's kind of like my favorite. And this polar bear that my mom had that she got from her Nana, which is actually my Nana too. It's her grandmother, my great-grandmother. She's passed recently, but like, it's kind of like a passed down from my mom kind of thing. I stole it from her, though, so didn't really pass down, more of me took. So, yeah. Favorite AG doll? I don't really have, I have them, but I don't mess with them. They're in my closet with me. All my toys, I don't have a lot of room. I used to have more room in my closet, but then I have a toy trunk in here. So, favorite season? I love fall because that's when I was born, and because it's sweatshirt weather and sweater weather, and I love sweatshirts. I also spelled season wrong, but you know, it's okay. Favorite word? Again, I say love that a lot, and I say a lot. Favorite class? I didn't really take an interesting class this year, actually, because I was getting my health credits out of the way this year, and I guess band's kind of my favorite. I also really loved going to science class, because I took biology this year because I'm an advanced group, so next year I'm taking AP chemistry. And so this year, my teacher was so chill, and like he used to say the same thing every morning, and we'd be like, question time. And one time we spent the whole class period asking random questions, and he did not care. He didn't stop us or anything. It was amazing. We had 10 minutes class left, so we didn't do anything. I loved that class period. But next year, I'm excited because I'm taking, what is it called? I am taking set and production design, or production and set design. I forget which way it is, but I'm taking that, which is basically kind of going into theater and stuff, because I'm not a person who likes the spotlight, but I want to do something with theater. Favorite thing to do? I love to read. I love to bake. Recently, I also took French this year, and I'm taking it next year. I loved French class. That was always a fun class. That's where I met one of my best friends, and at the time I had a boyfriend, and so we decided, because I told him I had a stepbrother and a stepsister, so we decided to make my friend Connor. I have a million and one friends named Connor, but we decided to make my friend Connor my stepbrother. So just to trick him and stuff, because I felt like it, and Connor came up with the idea. So we tricked my boyfriend thinking that was my older stepbrother. He was protective over me, and every day he used to walk me to study hall, and Connor's locker is on the way, and Connor would see us come right in between us and be just harassing us. It was hilarious. I loved it. Okay, here's the last one. When I'm bored, write a list of things I do. Why didn't I try to write list with an S? I still write. Every time I misspell letter, if I can, I just write over it. 23. Oh my god. Okay, things I do when I'm bored. YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube videos. I do yoga. Let me think. I don't really practice my instrument. I should, but I don't really practice it that often. Let me think. Recently, I've been reading and listening to music. That's kind of what I do when I'm bored. And then I like to create things. I like to craft. Like, I made a homemade calendar once because I had to do a boredom challenge, which was kind of like, I don't touch my phone or any electronic, no TV or anything. I had to do that for as long as I can. And I did it for a few hours, and then I was like, you know, I'm kind of like, I needed my phone at one point because my mom left in case she needed to call me. So I lasted for most of the day. So I was pretty proud of myself. I made a calendar. I started making my own bullet journal because I've been recently getting more organized and stuff. So that was fun. Let me think. I don't really do a lot. Like, I watch TV a lot, which I need to stop. I need to stop doing that so much. But yeah, this is kind of, that's it. My god. 20, almost 25 minutes of that. Wow. But I love that. I love to see how I spell things and how my spelling has gotten a lot better, but still is bad. My handwriting's actually got a lot better and it's actually a lot prettier, so I'm proud of that because I used to be so aggravated that I couldn't write like as beautiful as other people. But I feel better because my friend Boston can't write very well and it's a mess and you can barely read his handwriting and I just laugh. But yeah, that's kind of it right now. I may make another one. I don't know. But thank you for watching. I will be posting whenever I can. So I hope you enjoyed and stay tuned for the next one. Bye.